I started thinking of the idea of a treehouse for the grandkids, because you never do it for your kids, you just do it for the grandkids, right? That's what my kids accuse me of. And so I contacted Islandwood, the environmental camp on Bainbridge Island, and said, who can you connect me with, please? Who can help me build a treehouse on my property? And so they did. And I connected with Jake Jacob, who said, sure, I'd love to help you with a treehouse. And I had no idea how complicated it would be, because my parameters were really, in my mind, super, super clear. I wanted it to be a treehouse that would outlive my use of the property and be appropriate for a park. So, we got in the arborists and engineering firms and all sorts of suppliers of repurposable materials. As many as possible of the materials are repurposed from other uses, from a lot of old buildings and old bridges and old this is and old that's, and some of the handrails are old ski rope toes, and you know, just a wide range of things. And all of the things that matter to be structurally sound are brand new. I wanted to have as much of a feeling of height as was possible without having it be really, really high up in the hills. So putting it where there was a slope. And luckily, we found a little group of trees that was adequate to the need. Structurally sturdy enough. And the spacing was good. And they created a platform, if you will. And the way that the treehouse is there is deliberately designed to be the least intrusive possible onto the health of the trees. So the trees will stay healthy. And so this little treehouse was about a 3-year start to finish project. And some of the wood for the treehouse, it was from trees that have come down on the property. Because every storm, something falls down. You know, reduce, reuse, recycle.